Welcome back. Segment 3 of Program 5 of the Bigger Picture, the unification of true faith and right, let me say again, right political action. Under the auspices of WCGA AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia, Wes and D. Cox are kind enough, or foolish enough, to allow me behind the microphone to say what I want to say. And because I normally do this at the beginning of every program, and I haven't done it so far, let me say what I need to say as I begin every program, okay? My rhetoric is opinion. It's based on my lifetime of reading and building a good personal library by trusted, accredited authors, some of military background, some of the civilian background, but all that have interacted with the geopolitical scenario. I have been the servant of national shakers and movers in my career without being a very important person. I've been just a fly on the wall where the rubber meets the road, but it's been around the globe. And I know the emperor is naked, because it is all plain to him that understands, according to the word of God. I get it. And I've got books and personal experience that support my views, as well as the only book that counts, the word of God. And I've published my views in a book that has been well regarded by some significant men, not a whole lot, a handful, but enough to know that my words ring true with good people. And what I opine in that book and on this station is what I really believe, and it's why I say, whether you like it or not, what I say. I believe what my eyes and my experience are telling me, don't you? America is in deep trouble. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? Four questions are asked that are important. One, do you believe? Well, I notice a lot of nice Catholic bumper stickers on the back of cars that say, believe. Okay, well, believe? You believe in God? Do you believe America's in trouble? Well, what do you believe? Well, one guy once said, well, I believe what my church believes. Okay, all right. Well, what does your church believe? Oh, it believes what I believe. Okay. Well, what do you and your church believe? We believe the same thing. And that's about all there is to belief of a lot of people. They've never really thought about what they believe. They've just ascribed to an idea and never put any meat on it. But then there's the third question. What do you really believe? What do you really believe? Because that folds into the fourth question. As a result of what you really believe, what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? Are we just talking? Are we actually doing what we need to do? And I suggest this, if you'll permit me. The two most important things we can do right now, and if you're deficient in these areas, well, you better correct your error. One, we need to be praying, as the Bible says, pray continuously. It's not just our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, in a church service sometime. It's Father God, I'm on my face before you in the quiet of my closet, and I'm crying out to you for mercy, for not standing up to the evil that the Bible tells me to stand up against, or standing up for the one who saved my soul. Folks, we need to be in prayer a whole lot more than we have been. It needs to be quiet, individual prayer in a closet and group prayer somewhere else in a prayer meeting or your family praying together at night as Cindy and I do. But you need to be praying. And the second thing you need to do is you need to be reading the Word of God from cover to cover. Begin doing so as soon as you can and try to get that finished in 90 to 120 days. You must know what the Word of God says. You must know. And first, just don't worry about somebody else telling you what's there. Don't get a annotated text or anything else. Just, I do my reading in King James, but in memorization, but just get a trusted translation, if you will. I won't even recommend one, but you know, I would. The New King James is a pretty good version. But become very familiar with the Word of God, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and do it quickly. Well, I've been asked the question, well, you know, what's more important, Woody, reading the Bible or praying, or you know, what is it? Well, thank you, Sandra Holland Hunter. You said something the other day that's important. They're both like breathing out and breathing in, which is more important, taking a breath or exhaling. Well, they're both the same. Read the Word of God and pray. And we have to do that. America has got to get back to that. Well, Woody, this isn't a Sunday school class. So you're on the radio teaching a Sunday school class. This is a political show. Folks, America was founded on the Word of God, the principles of God. And if you don't know that, well, turn off the radio because I'm wasting your time and you're wasting my time talking to you. It is God's will for America to exist as it does. God has a purpose for this nation until maybe the 50s or 60s was doing it, and then the cultural Marxists and Hillary Clinton's bunch took us off course. And we've been going through the Great Society with, Lyndon Johnson and those other Democrats into near destruction. That's where we are. Folks, I'm negative, sure, but listen to me. I've got a little more to say on the backside. I do hope you'll come back and join me. Thank you.